Book critic Maureen Carrigan says that for the ultimate summer reading indulgence, nothing beats the experience of reading a biography about harried overachievers while you're relaxing in the sun. For part two of her summer reading roundup, Maureen reviews two biographies, No Ordinary Time by Doris Kearns Goodwin and Babe, a biography about champion athlete Babe Didrikson Zaharias.
First time round, I had to stop reading halfway through No Ordinary Time, Doris Kearns Goodwin's moving biography about the personal and political struggles of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. This was back in January when I experienced too much cognitive dissonance in reading about the New Deal, at the very same moment that a new crop of politicians was hell-bent on dismantling what was left of it. A more recent encounter with No Ordinary Time has left me not flattened, but flabbergasted. Every page of Goodwin's in-depth book is studded with quotes from White House maids, defense plant workers, and Roosevelt relatives. Yet the narrative flows as smoothly as one of Franklin's fireside chats. What's also amazing to me is the sheer energy of Goodwin's subjects. Here's one instance. On the spring day in 1943 that Franklin left for the first Quebec conference, where he would hammer out the details of Operation Overlord, Eleanor flew off to the South Pacific, where she toured field hospitals, gave speeches, and managed to file her 400-word newspaper column every day. Goodwin describes how someone remarked to Franklin that Eleanor would be very tired when she returned to Washington. No, Franklin joked, but she will tire everybody else. To her credit, Eleanor did, pressuring Franklin on homefront issues like civil rights and bugging industrialist Henry Kaiser to install daycare centers in his factories. The contagious, willed optimism of Franklin and Eleanor that helped transform the nation and win the war is a force that still radiates off the pages of Goodwin's book. Like Eleanor and Franklin, Babe Didrikson Zaharias also had plenty of pep. She won two gold medals in track and field in the 1932 Olympics and then went on to victories in basketball, baseball, tennis, bowling, and golf. Susan Califf's biography, Babe, traces her astonishing career and also provides a capsule history of women's sports in America. But most ambitiously, Califf shows how Babe's transformation from a rock'em sock'em tomboy to a lipsticked lady golfer demonstrates how sexual identity is in part a learned performance. When Babe started out in the 1930s, women athletes were stigmatized as inverts, the medical term for lesbians. Babe's participation in masculine-type sports and her butch appearance made her especially suspect. One male sports wit wrote, "Babe cannot compete with other girls in the very ancient and honorable sport of man-trapping." The criticism finally got to Babe, who in the mid-1930s gave herself a femme makeover and married wrestler George Zaharias. Their union inspired the Tracy Hepburn romance movie Pat and Mike, but Califf discloses that, for the last 6 years of the marriage, Babe maintained an intimate relationship with younger golfer Betty Dodd. Dodd lived with Babe and George in a tense domestic triangle until Babe's death in 1956. Califf's academically oriented Babe lacks the stylistic sparkle of Goodwin's biography, and Babe herself is a tough dame to wholeheartedly like. But Babe the Biography is a fascinating investigation into the mysteries of sexuality, as well as into the psyche of a great woman athlete who never let her breasts get in the way.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.